A Fort St. John man has been banned from entering the city within a 50-kilometer radius, after being found guilty of a series of harassment incidents against a former romantic partner. Several restrictions were imposed against 49-year-old Dustin Olof Sweeter, with Justice Oliver Fleck explaining the disturbing nature of a break-and-enter charge, and a probation breach. This was no ordinary break-and-enter. Rather than having theft as the motive, which is typical for break-and-enter offenses, this break-and-enter constituted the latest event in a series of harassing actions undertaken by Sweeter, wrote Fleck. Fleck noted that while Sweeter is a long-term resident of the city and owns a home there, the only way the victim can be protected is by banning him from the city. Sweeter also received jail time of 2 years less a day with time served, and a 3 probation order to follow his latest incarceration, with several restrictions imposed. The only real way that I can deter Sweeter from re-offending is by keeping him incarcerated for as long as is reasonable under the law and then imposing a long-duration probation order with strict conditions, wrote Fleck. The offenses escalated over time and caused serious psychological harm and distress to the victim, explained the ruling, beginning with breaches of no contact conditions, escalating to leaving disturbing and humiliating posters all over Fort St. John, and sending letters from prison, all violations of court orders. Sweeter eventually broke into the offices of Wolverine Motors on February 9, 2023, the workplace of his former romantic partner of 8 years, leaving a series of notes and drawings depicting himself and the victim. Their relationship had ended in August 2022, explained the court ruling. I can infer that they have sustained a significant psychological trauma from Sweeter's series of offenses, culminating with the break and enter. This is the true nature of the offenses for which I am sentencing Sweeter, Fleck noted. Preceding the break-in, Sweeter was arrested for assault towards his former partner on August 11, 2022. Sweeter was placed on a release order with a condition not to have any contact with the victim, but breached the no-contact condition on August 29, 2022. Sweeter was eventually sentenced to 24 days in jail and probation for the breach in January 2023, but the assault charge was stayed. On September 7, 2022, Sweeter committed criminal harassment by placing about 75 posters in public places around Fort St. John, with messages asking the victim to reconcile with him. The posters resulted in 30 days in jail, further probation, and additional court orders, with Sweeter ordered to not have any contact with the victim. Sweeter broke the no-contact order on October 7, 2022, sending 6 letters to the victim from the Prince George Regional Correctional Center. He was then further convicted of disobeying a court order and sentenced to 50 days jail and probation on January 12, 2023. According to the ruling, Sweeter breached probation again, just 2 days after his release from prison, calling the victim from Prince George, threatening suicide. The phone call resulted in his rearrest and, on February 7, 2023, he was sentenced to 38 days jail with probation. Sweeter has a previous criminal history of harassment in addition to other charges, and was sentenced to 20 days in jail with probation for uttering threats and criminal harassment against his ex-wife, committed on September 22, 2021. Sweeter also committed criminal harassment to his ex-wife's lawyer by making a series of threatening phone calls, emails, and voicemails on August 1, 2021, noted the ruling, which resulted in 14 days jail and probation. Outside of a history of criminal harassment, Sweeter has one other conviction, for mischief under $5,000 stemming from April 4, 2022, which involved deliberate damage to his employer's truck, receiving a 20-day jail sentence. Sweeter also suffers from a longstanding substance abuse disorder and mental health issues, but Justice Fleck said they did not play a significant role in reducing moral culpability, especially in light of a relentless pattern of re-offending. In my view, this represents concerted, targeted, deliberate behavior that has not been deterred by any of the criminal justice system's previous attempts at intervention, Fleck wrote, noting the numerous arrests and previous jail time. This condition is necessary to protect the psychological well-being of the victim, as lesser no-go conditions that have allowed Sweeter to return to Fort St. John have not worked, he added.